It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
St. Louis is home for conservative talk on 97.1 FM Talk. Mike Elam in for Mark Reardon today. Mark will be back tomorrow. Well rested, I assume. After being off on Friday and being off today. No? You don't
Major
think so?
Major road trip. He drove all the way down to Houston.
Oh, he drove?
To see his grandson, who was totally adorable.
I didn't know he drove. Yeah. I thought he flew.
No. And then he drove back today.
Oh.
Well, maybe he'll get rest
tonight. So hopefully
tonight.
He is well rested.
Yeah,
yeah,
right?
I think it's a long sleep.
Well, I appreciate the fact that I get to hang out when Mark is gone. I'm sorry that I missed Friday, but I'm glad to be here today. And I'm glad to get to talk to St. Charles County Executive Steve Ellman, who's on the phone with us. Steve, how are you?
Good, Mike. Sue, how are you?
I'm fine. Thanks, Steve.
Good.
Are you having
hey, you didn't tell me, Mike, that I had to follow Mike Keel. That's a tough act to follow.
Boy, that is. I feel for you.
Well, I'll do the best I can, but hope folks don't expect too much.
Well, the good news is you didn't have to travel the state in a bus this year. So
No kidding.
I can't imagine, and hats off, as I've said many times, to everyone who ran for office this year. Whether you won or whether you didn't, hats off to everybody who threw their hat in the ring this year. Steve, I can't remember a tougher time for anybody to run for elected office than the past year that we've been through. Can you?
No, I can't. And I hope it'll get better, but you never know. It could get worse.
Well, I hope it doesn't get any worse. Lord, I don't know what we do.
I bet you do hope it doesn't get any worse.
If it gets any worse, I don't know that people are going to run anymore. That may just end up being...
Well, we've been talking about that, Mike, for a long time. I mean, you know, it's as you know, it's tough sitting there listening to all the complaints, some of which you can do absolutely nothing about. And at some point, you know, people like yourself who... You know, have a good job and a great family and a beautiful wife, or is going to say, why should I sit on a county council and listen to all this complaining from both sides? I don't need this. So what you'll end up with is the people who are out in the audience complaining now. They'll be the ones on the dais. And there's some good ones out there complaining, but there's a lot of others that I'm not looking forward to having to deal with.
You know, and it goes all the way up and down the board, right? Even the folks who are kind enough and brave enough to put their name on the ballot to run for school district, they run into a ton of it. I mean, school district has been really tough.
Oh, yeah. Those folks are volunteers.
Yeah,
and
they're doing
yeoman's
work.
For a job like that?
It's tough.
Like, you know, when you go in the service and your mom tells you never volunteer, right?
Exactly. It's like I didn't know I took a step forward. I think everybody else took a step back and they didn't tell me. And I ended up as the guy out front.
You're right.
That's how I think some of those folks are going to end up. Well, as you're looking at these elections moving forward this year, I mean, you're a guy who has been through all of it. I mean, you've been in the state legislature, in the House and in the Senate. You've been an associate judge, a circuit judge. Now you've been county executive for 18 years. As you look at the races that we have this year, how are you kind of handicapping this? Let's start with the presidential race. How are you looking at Donald Trump, Kamala Harris as we wrap up here?
Oh, I think Donald Trump's going to win easily.
You think it's going to be a runaway in terms of? Do you think?
No, I don't think it's going to be a runaway, but I don't think it's going to be as close as some people think it might.
Do you think he's going to win the popular vote?
No,
I don't think so either. But
no. He's not won the popular vote either of the last two times. But it's not, as you know, it's not about the popular vote.
Right. It's all about
the electoral vote. It's about the electoral college. And if you want to, right now the Electoral College works to the benefit of the Republican Party. If the state of Texas ever goes from red to blue, we'll have Republicans concerned about the Electoral College. 'Cause you'll take what, 40 votes or so, and just flip them from one side to the other. Based on, you know, maybe a couple thousand, 10,000, 100,000 votes. So it's not the perfect system, but it's the one the founding fathers gave us. And right now, I think it's a good one.
So when you look at the Senate, do you think that the Republicans are going to get the majority there?
I do. Yeah, they're, you know, that they've been saying that for a long time. We have fewer seats to defend, and you know, there's some we know we're going to flip, and several others we've got a great opportunity to.
I think most bets that I've seen so far, they're saying they feel good about 51, and on the high end, they could get 54, possibly 55, which they say is very important, because if you get that pad, then that allows people like Lisa Murkowski to cast her crazy Ivan vote that she'll do from time to time, where she doesn't vote with the majority, and it gives you the opportunity to lose her or lose Susan Collins, people like that who don't always vote with the party, and you can still get legislation passed. So I agree with you. I feel pretty good about the Senate. The House, on the other hand, I don't know that I feel as good about that.
Well, it's harder for Dick, but I'm interested in your crazy Ivan metaphors. Are you talking about crazy Ivans in Red October?
I am. Every now and then, you pull one of those to where, hey, I wasn't expecting that one to turn, but you get this this turnabout that you didn't see coming.
That makes sense.
There you go. I have weird references. You should know that after all these years.
I do.
I think, though, what Donald Trump has been doing, where you've seen him campaigning out in California, and you've seen him, this Madison Square Garden event that he just did in New York, what a huge crowd to show up for a Republican in a very blue place. And I think that speaks to how unhappy people are. But I think it also shows that Trump is out there trying to win the House, because he's going to states where he doesn't expect to win the state, obviously, in New York or California. But he does want to try and help turn the House and keep the House as red as it can possibly be.
Well, you know, that's funny, because I was thinking about that last night. Why was Trump in New York? You know, I don't care what he does. He's not going to win New York. But yeah, by being there, he may help some people down the ticket.
There are some very competitive
seats.
And
if he's got time to do that, that's great, because that means his polling shows he's doing better than some of the public polls that are out there.
Well, and I saw people talking about the fact that when you go to Southern California and when you go to New York City, one of the things that you're going to find is huge media markets. So I think Trump got more free publicity by doing that rally in Madison Square Garden than he could get in pretty much anywhere else that he could be. And that's going to help him in a lot of these swing states where things are going to be very, very competitive. And he's going to need every vote he can get there. But we were listening to Steve Kornacki earlier from NBC, who's talking about things are trending Trump's way as we get to the end of this. Do you think, or how much do you think, a Trump win in a place like Missouri is going to help a Josh Hawley or a Mike Kehoe put things across?
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Across the finish line.
Well, I think that how should I say this? I think the Missouri Republicans could win without Trump, but it's great to have them on our side. I think the state party is strong and has been now for the last 20 years. I don't see any diminution in Republican strength, even though Post-Dispatch this morning had a story that says they think they can win two seats in St. Charles County. And I remember 20 years ago when they actually had a seat in St. Charles County.
Well, I know
you were back in junior high then, Mike. You wouldn't remember.
I was still back in Arkansas before I had made it here by then, probably. But I, you know, it's amazing how different things have gone in Missouri just over the last decade. I mean, it wasn't that long ago Jay Nixon was our governor, and pretty much every statewide office except for one was Democrat. And then here we sit. I mean, that was what, 2016. Nixon was still our governor, and
You know, Mike, when I went to Jeff City in 1989, January 89, in the legislature, I was shocked. I was in the House, and there were probably 20 Democrats in the House that were at least as conservative as I was, and maybe even more conservative. They were called, you know, conservative Democrats, and they were from the Boot Hill, and some of them were from the burnt district along the Kansas border, and they still had people had hard feelings about the Republicans during the Civil War, and it was crazy. I mean, the fact is Missouri didn't become more Republican, or excuse me, more conservative. It just came more it became more Republican, and finally people quit voting for those conservative Democrats about 20 years ago and started voting for Republican conservatives. And of course we've had control of the legislature ever since.
Well, I think you've seen an awful lot of change since Donald Trump came into office, and you've seen the parties really get flipped on their head. I mean, it used to be a union worker was a Democrat, and you've seen now most of the union guys are all voting Republican, and Trump had a lot to do with flipping that.
Well, I think that's true, and I always felt like, you know, we were more the blue-collar Republicans in St. Charles County. And of course, you know, when I was in the Senate and we were trying to get control of the majority, and we relied upon the Country Club Republicans in St. Louis County to provide the money, and us Republicans out here in St. Charles County, we provided the votes, and it was kind of a nice coalition, you know, there's still some Country Club Republicans around, but yeah, it's a much more populist Republican Party, and it's probably more like what the party's been like in St. Charles County since I got involved 30 years ago.
So talking to St. Charles County Executive Steve Ellman, what are you going to be looking for on election night? What are going to be the things that are on your radar that you're going to keep an eye on and say, you know, if this happens, I think we're going to have a really good night?
Well, I'm interested in most of the constitutional amendments that are on the ballot. And, you know, I'm very concerned about three. Obviously, I think everybody is.
Amendment three.
The Amendment three. Yeah, the one dealing with abortion. And it's, I know you've noticed, you know, the Post-Dispatch bending over backwards saying, listen, this isn't about gender identity disorders. This isn't about using restrooms and so forth and so on. And they say that that's not the intent, and they say no reasonable interpretation would come to that conclusion by a judge. But you know what? You can't rely upon reasonable interpretations by judges anymore. 5 years before I went to Jefferson City, there was something called the Equal Rights Amendment. And yes. Remember, it was before the Missouri legislature, and they needed one more state to approve it. You had Phyllis Schlafly over in Illinois, over in Alton. You know, she was complaining about it. One of the things she was complaining about it was if we did that, you know, women could no longer have their own bathroom. And liberals on the left, they thought that was hilarious that she would even suggest that. But of course, you know what's happened since then. And when they started talking about bringing the ERA back last year, the that Illinois family group that she used to be part of, you know, said one of the reasons to vote against it back in 2014 was that it would prohibit men and women suffering from gender identity disorders from using restrooms. It would invalidate any law that that dealt with that. And again, probably back in 2014, there might have even been some people that were concerned about that. But in 1919, there's a case involving Blue Springs School District where a female-to-male transgender student brought suit against the school district, alleging she had the right to go into whatever restroom she wanted to and whatever locker room she wanted to. And she went before the Missouri Supreme Court on the case, and the Missouri Supreme Court, on a 4-2 decision, decided that Blue Springs was wrong. The Blue Springs School District had to let the person go into any locker room they wanted to, and they cited the Missouri Human Rights Act. Now, the real irony of that is back in 1994, when I was in the Senate, that's the last time we reapproved the Human Rights Act, and I voted for it, and I voted for the section that said no discrimination based on sex. And I guarantee you, when I voted for that section, I had no thought that somebody would use that someday, like the Supreme Court did in 2019, to say that it's discrimination by sex to keep people in the right restroom. So, and I would go out on a limb and say there wasn't anybody else in the legislature felt that way either. My point is, you can't rely upon a judge 5 or 10 or 20 years from now to know exactly what the intent was. So if it's not written correctly, you can come to some very strange results. And that's what's happened here, in 2019.
Well, Steve, where are you going to be watching election returns next Tuesday?
I'm going to be in front of my TV, and I'll be probably going back and forth between the election returns and an NBA basketball game.
Oh, there you go. Well,
Mike, is Sue still there?
I am.
Hey, Sue, what's that? What is that? Sue and the Lou?
Oh, yeah. History of the Lou with Sue.
History of the Lou with Sue. I've heard that 2 or 3 times. I really enjoy it.
Well, thanks for saying so, Steve. I appreciate that.
Keep up the good work. Was it usually on Sunday?
Yeah, it's on Sunday on this station at 6 a.m. It'll eventually come back at 6 p.m. Okay. And it's on Camel X at 1 on Saturday.
Okay. Well, I'm an old high school history teacher, so I really enjoy it.
Well, good. Thanks for promoting that. I appreciate that, Steve. That's nice of you.
You know, he's written a couple of history books.
Yeah, is that right?
He has. And he's even done a 3-hour documentary in the history of the Civil War in St. Charles County.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah, and Feller, who narrated it.
That would be Mike Elam. Because Mike Elam fit the budget. That's exactly how that worked. He was the best you could find for the price.
I get it. Totally get it.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Steve, I will see you at a county council meeting here in about an hour and 15 minutes.
Yeah, we've got a executive session before, so
I guess I better see you in an hour then.
You'll see me a little earlier. Yeah.
There you go. That is Steve Elvin.
Thanks for everything you do, Sue. It's nice talking to you.
Nice to talk to you, Steve.
We appreciate it, Steve. County Executive Steve Elvin from St. Charles County. We are going to be back with the audio cut of the day and wrap up the big award-winning Mark Reardon Show. Mike Elam in for Mark Reardon on St. Louis's home for conservative talk, 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com. It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.